I'm George Flynn. Welcome to In-Depth TV, and today we're going to talk about promises. Examples of promises such as, honey, I'll take out the trash. You'll get a promotion next week, next year. We can go out on the town tonight. I promise we'll go out this weekend and we'll go to a movie. We all make promises. From Boy Scouts, I promise to, you know, hold up like that, and they promise. Some people promise with their hand over their heart. Other people promise with their hand in the air. Promises. You make them every day. You make them all day. Promises to other people. Promises to your family. Promises to your coworkers, your employer, your employees. We make these promises. And the question is, what percent of the promises do you keep? And what percent do you not keep? You know, we all try to keep our promises, but we all commit. And the question is, do we really commit, or what percentages of those promises are we really wanting to keep, and what percent are we just making a promise? You know, we've got to talk about breaking promises too. What happens when you break a promise? Well, first of all, what is a promise? And I want to get this exactly right, so I'm going to read it to you. Defined by the Webster Dictionary, a promise is a declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified, or a legally binding declaration that gives the person whom it is made a right to expect or claim the performance or forbearance of a specific act. Now, if you make a promise, the person to whom you make the promise has a right to expect you to carry through or perform on the promise. That's out of the dictionary. So we know what a promise is. We all knew what it was. But it is a declaration of something you're either going to do or not going to do. I'm not going to smoke anymore, maybe one. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm not going to speed through stoplights. I'm not going to run stop signs. I'm not going to... You come up with all of these things people are not going to do. I'm not going to overeat. I'm not going to overexercise. We can make these promises about what we're not going to do, but then we make the promises of what we're going to do. I will be there at the meeting. I will be on time. Show up, ready to work. I will be there. You can count on me being there. You can count on me following through, addressing the envelopes, making the phone calls, giving the talk. You can count on me being there for you. That is a promise of something you're going to do. So we have the two different kinds of promises. We're saying we're not going to do and the things we're going to do. So let's get into it a little bit. What happens when we make a promise and we carry through and everything works out fine? There you go. That's fine. But what happens when we don't keep a promise? What exactly happens? You know, and I know in our gut what happens, but do we really understand the dynamics of it? Well, when we don't keep a promise, what we're telling the other person, either verbally or non-verbally, is we do not value that person. We don't value him, we don't value her. If you make a promise and you don't if you don't keep it, you're telling them, I don't value you. You're not worth my time, my effort, to keep this promise? Because usually promises involve you doing something, or like you say, not doing something. So we don't value that person or respect them enough to keep that promise, to keep that appointment. You know, we can make appointments with people and then all of a sudden we're not there. We're running late. We're having a challenge with something. But we haven't valued them to the point of making them a priority to keep that promise. Now, I understand something else has come up. Something else is in first place. These people may be in second, third, fourth, fifth place. But you've made a promise to them. But something else has risen to the top and bumped them down. So that promise is not kept. People learn after a while that we can't count on him or her. People that break promises all the time, first of all, he says, well, they're good people, we just can't count on them. Can't count on them to do the thing. We cannot count on them to, you know, keep that appointment, show up on time, even do the work, make the phone calls, stamp the envelopes, write the letters, go out and help people, go out and pick up trash like we promised to do. We can't count on them. Well, that's the beginning. Break promise after promise and people can't count on you, me, anyone, if you break promises. But even worse, if you continue to do that, it causes a fracture in the relationship. Because people get it. They may not say it, but they get it. That if you don't keep your promise, it means to them, well, this person I'm counting on doesn't really value me. He doesn't value my time, my efforts. He doesn't value me at all. So that relationship gradually disintegrates and crumbles. So that's how important it is. If you keep a promise, or if you make a promise, you keep it. Just like, you know, as a doctor, if I see patients and I say, I'm going to call you, I call them. I don't care if I get busy and I call them at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to call them and see how they are. And you need to keep your promises, even though your time gets shifted. You keep that promise. Keep it. What happens to you when you do not keep your promise? Now, we know what happens to the other person. All of a sudden, they don't trust the one that made the promise and broke it. They don't trust them anymore. And that relationship begins to fracture and break apart. But what happens internally to you if you do not keep that promise? Well, what happens is, all of a sudden, in our own psyche, in our own mental capacities, we all of a sudden don't value our own word. We say, well, it's just a promise. I just said the words. It doesn't mean anything. Now, how many of you ever said that to yourself? All of a sudden, you're saying to yourself, well, it's really okay to let other people down. It's really okay to say I'm going to be somewhere, and then at the last moment, may tell them, I may not, or I just won't show up. And then the next time I see them, I'll say, well, something came up. And I'll make up something good that they'll really believe. What has that done to you? That has you telling yourself, and believe me, you talk to yourself all the time. You know, that mental chatter going on in your head. The first thing that comes out is, well, your word's really not any good. Well, you knew you weren't going to probably show up, so you went ahead and made a commitment anyway, but, you know, it's okay to let them down. I don't think much of them anyway. I think that is not a good way for you to be talking to yourself. But you see what happens. And you see how it's so detrimental to the other person and your relationship and yourself. You don't want to be doing that to other people. You actually disrespect yourself. You disrespect yourself actually more than the other person. You're disrespecting the person that you made the promise to, but actually they'll get over it. They'll forget it. But that mental chatter in your head, it goes back in a filing cabinet in your head somewhere, and it keeps coming back up. It was okay once. Okay, we can do it again. Well, then we can do it again and again and again. And all of a sudden, it becomes part of your personality, part of your character, that it is okay to let people down. Let people just leave them hanging. Well, let's talk about just a moment. When we're making promises whether we have the best of intentions or the worst of intentions, why are we making promises? Well, are we making promises for others, or are we making promises to ourselves? Which promises are we making and maybe keeping, maybe not? Is it so that other people will like us? Maybe. Is it so that we can make other people happy and we can give them the answer that we think they want to hear? So we promise them a certain thing to make them happy, make them like us, make them blank, fill in the blank. So what you're trying to do is control the other person. You're trying to control their mood, their attitude, their happiness. You are trying to control them by promising something you will do. It gets a little involved and complicated. Okay, when we make a promise, next time you come up to a promise that you're getting ready to make, are you being realistic? We all have 24 hours a day. We all have 7 days a week. We all have that amount of time every day. Can you really commit to that? Or is your time just taken up right now? You could say, you know, I'd really love to help you with this, but my time commitment just won't allow it right now. And when it frees up in the future, I'll reconsider it. I would rather see you undercommit, underpromise, and overdeliver than overpromise and underdeliver. Everyone would love to see that because they know if you underpromise and you're going to keep that promise, they can count on you. That's what we're looking for, is for you to be one of these people that you're reliable. You can count on them. So it's crucial. This is crucial. If you're going to have to break a promise, if you've got to do it, something comes up, an emergency, somebody's sick, a car wreck, any kind of accident, anything that happens, if you've got to break a promise and you really don't want to do it, notify the person immediately as you can do it. You know, if you're in a car wreck or you're ill, you can have someone else notify them, I cannot be there. I cannot do it because, and give them the real reason, not because I have a finger, paper cut on my finger. Have a real reason, but notify them early because that keeps your integrity. You're a person of your word. Even if you have to have the hard talk about not being able to keep your promise. I'm George Flynn. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.